We begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Ram Hilchos Hanidin, Laws of the High Court, in the Sefer Shoftim, in the Book of Judges, where in this Perek we continue the theme of the previous Perek, and in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding when the two sides agree on something, and also how this applies to the end of the judgment, as Rambam gives halacha off regarding the selecting of the judges. So, Echad Mibali Din Shama, if one of the litigants says, Ish Plein Yodinli, I want that person to judge me. Rambam Baldinoi and his other counterpart says, Plein Yodinli, I want that person to judge me. So, Elu Shnei Hadiyam Shabir, so they have these two judges that they selected, Ze'echad Ve'ze'echad, this one's like the one, this one's like the other one. Heim Baidlam Hem Dain Shlishi, they, those two judges, select the third judge. Ushloshtim Dan Lashneim, and now these three judges will judge the two of these people. There, that way, the judgment is going to come out to its ultimate truth, where each one has someone that he selected, and those two selected a third person. Now, even if one of those that was selected by the litigants was a chacham gadol b'samach, a great sage, and someone with smicha that was ordained, in the yechalocha b'sbaldino shiodne, it's also he cannot force the other litigant to be judged by that other person. Rather, he also selects the one that he desires. Zabla, Zebar lo yechad, Zebar lo yechad, and then they pick the third one. Halacha beis. Misha kibbalav karva pasal. If someone accepted upon himself regarding a relative or someone who is invalid, ben li yisei dying, whether to be a judge, ben li yisei edolav, whether to be a witness on him. Afilik kibbal echem en amsul maveri. Even if he accepted upon himself someone who is invalid because of having sinned, which invalidates him being a witness, but he accepted upon himself kshnei edim kshayim lahorolav, that I consider him like two valid witnesses to testify on me. I mean, he originally agrees from the beginning that he'll be believed, this person, to hold him liable like two valid witnesses. Or like he's going to treat that person like three judges from a court that are professional to judge him. Whether, two ways. Either whether to lose any of the rights that he has in this court case, and to pardon whatever it is that he was claiming based on these individuals, whether he's accepting shi'itin, like a defendant, that either the plaintiff or the defendant, shi'itin, that he's going to give whatever his friend claims on him, with the testimony or the judgment of this invalid person, because it's something he's accepting, if they make an acquisition from him to this effect, and Yochanan cannot back out on this, and he'll be liable based on someone who generally cannot judge or testify. Now, if they did not make an acquisition from him, then he could back out from this until the verdict is handed down. But Nigma, then once the verdict is handed down, and then they go ahead and extract the money from this judgment of apostle, this one who's invalid, or with his testimony, then he cannot back out anymore. Because again, he agreed to this effect. Halacha Gimel regarding the agreement regarding the how it applies to that of oath. V'chein, so to mishnah is chayv l'chaveir shvu beveznim. Someone is obligated to his counterpart an oath in court. Mamalai, and he says to him, look, you know what? You don't have to make a regular oath which holds a holy object, which is very severe. He shavah li b'chay yadoishcha. Swear to me by the life of your head, which is more lenient because you're not mentioning the God's name, and that'll be enough and you'll be exempt that way. Or the other way around. Swear to me with the life of your head, ve'etin l'cha, and as defendant. And I'll give to you, whatever you're claiming. So imkan miyad, if they make an acquisition to this effect, then ein yochalach, we cannot back out. He already allowed him to do the lesser type of the shvu. If did not make a kinyan from him, so yachalachzeb, and then he could back out at shi'gom hadin until the verdict is, meaning in this case the oath itself is the gemar hadin. Now nigmar hadin, if the verdict is handed down with nishba kamish omale, and that he swears to him like he said to him, then in yachalachzeb cannot back out anymore. V'chadosh omale, he's going to have to pay. Halacha dald, but hu hadin, same thing as lemishan eschayv shvuas hases. Someone's obligated in rabbinic oath, which you don't have to hold any holy object, it's a rabbinic oath, vafocha, but then you could flip it onto the one who's making the claim, say, no, you swear, and then you collect. So imkana miyadav, if they make an acquisition to that effect, that now the claimant is going to actually swear. Oyim nishba zesha nefchalav, or if the one who was flipped on, he already made the oath, and the yuchlavzabai, then the defendant who was able to take the oath cannot back out anymore. Halacha, what the intending is, someone who's not obligated an oath. But Amar, he offers his Eshavacha Shavuah. You know what? I'll swear to this effect. So I'm calling Miyadib to make an acquisition from him, and you're Chalaks, but can't back out. You got to go ahead and make the Shavuah now. If they did not make a kinyan from him, then even if he accepted this, that he's going to do this in court, Chayzik could back out. Again, until the actual verdict, until meaning that he makes the oath, then again, it's already too late. He already has done this to that effect. Halacha Vav continues with, how this relates to the end of the court case. So Mishnah is chay bevezn. Someone becomes liable in court. Now, but he brings witnesses or proofs that he should win. So he could demolish the original verdict and have a retrial because of new evidence that he's bringing in. Even though the verdict has already been handed down, as long as he brings new proof, new evidence, he could undo the verdict. Now, if the judges tell him, look, any proofs that you have, bring it up until the next 30 days. Even if he only brings the evidence after 30 days, so he says, then it will undo the original verdict. So what should he do? Maybe he didn't find the evidence within 30 days. Found it after 30 days. So he'll still be able to do it after the 30 days. Halacha zayin. But if let's say he blocks off his ability to make a claim, then he cannot undo the original verdict. So what does that mean? So if they said to him, do you have witnesses? He says, I don't have any witnesses. Do you have any proof? He says, I have no proof. So they judge him, and they hold him obligated, liable. Now, Kevin Shadoshan's Chayab Amma, once he saw that he's found guilty, he says, okay, Kirvu Plain Veyaduni, let this and this person come along and testify for me. So he takes proof, evidence, out of his belt, out of his money belt. Inzeklum. That's nothing. So we don't pay any attention to the witnesses that he brings, to any proofs that he's bringing, because we're concerned that it must be a forgery, because he knew about this and he said he doesn't have, and then suddenly when he finds he's guilty, he suddenly pulls it out of the hat. No, we don't pay any attention to that. Halacha Chas. The medva movement, we say this, only if the evidence was by him. Now the witnesses were there in the same city. Then we're saying, hey, why didn't he bring it till now? It must be something fishy. But let's say he said, I have no witnesses, I have no proof. But then subsequently witnesses come from overseas. Let's say the father had a certain satchel of leather, his sack, where he had all the documents over there, which was deposited by someone else. And then the person who was deposited by comes along, bites the rose, he says, what do you mean? I have right here a document that's evidence for you. Oh, carries maybe the says, and he can bring it, and he can demolish it. So why could he undo the original verdict? He could claim and he could say, this that I said, yeah, I know I originally said I have no witness, I have no proof. Because they weren't by me. And as long as he could make such a claim to say, this that I said, I didn't have witness, I didn't have proof, is because it wasn't by me. Or maybe this and this I said, why did I say I don't have witness, I don't have proof? Because there was substance to what he's saying, because he didn't have it, it wasn't available to him. Okay, Harizalei Sosin Tanis, and then he didn't close up his ability to make a claim, but Saisa, and he could demolish the original verdict. Lafika, Livram Pedish Vama, but if he specified and he said, Ainli Adim Klol, he said, no, I don't have any witness at all. Lo Hainu Vilibdin, I'm not here, not overseas. I have no evidence. Not by me, not by others. Then he cannot demolish the original verdict because they already precluded the ability to say such a thing that it just was because it wasn't around at that time. Halacha tes. But when we say this, that he cannot be seiser the original din, as we just finished off, is begodesh in his chayv, by an adult that was held liable. Behavi royis, and he brings proofs. Behavi edim, and he brings witnesses. Achash esos and tainos, after he closed up his ability to make such a claim, that we said we don't listen to him. Of a Yairish, but an inheritor, Shukatan, Kishemes Marisha, he was a minor when, let's say, his father, whoever it is that bequeathed to him the estate, he was a minor when that person died. Now, after he's already an adult, there are claims coming against the properties that was bequeathed to him from that person who died when he was only a minor then. Now that he's an adult, the claims are coming on him. But when he says, I don't have any witnesses, I don't have proof. But now after that, he comes out of court guilty. Others tell him, what do you mean? We know for your father's testimony, that could undo this verdict. Someone says to him, what do you mean? You're the one who bequeathed this to you. There, your father deposited by me this evidence. Oh, Harry's a maybe made of a so he could come right back in the court and demolish the original verdict. Because the inheritor, it's a minor, doesn't know all the proofs of the one that's bequeathing it to him. And even though he says, I have none at all, that doesn't mean anything. It's just because he doesn't know. Now, someone that they acquired from his hand, that it became obligated by accepting with a kinyan sudor, a kerchief, where they did this in front of the court. He's not going to come on that day and swear to deny the claim of the claimant and to be exempt from paying. He says, okay, then his friend will be a believer with his claim. And he could take whatever he's going to claim without a yoth. Or, the other way around. Or if he's not going to come by that day and to swear and collect, he's going to lose his rights. And the klum, and he's not going to have anything, and then his friend will be left off the hook. And what happens is, either one, either as the defendant or the claimant, and the day passed and he didn't come to swear, the stipulations are fulfilled, therefore he lost his rights, because that was what he guaranteed. Now, but if he brings proof, that it was some situation that happened beyond his control on that day, and therefore he couldn't come, he was sick, or there was no boat that day, then he's exempt from this acquisition, and he swears when his friend claims him, that just like it originally was, that he was able to make an oath, although he said by that day, but yeah, we keep to that, but if there's an oinus, then he's exempt from that. Something like that will have the same halacha.